In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. We, my friends, are bound together through memory. It is our shared stories over time that binds us together as family and as various communities. It is around dinner tables when we recall events in our lives that builds up community and enforces the bonds of love and friendship that bind our community, our neighborhood, and our families together. Each week at church, we do this very thing. The action of the Eucharist is one of remembering. It is a threefold action. We get ready and we come and gather together. Then we tell our stories of faith that we find in Holy Scripture. And thirdly, we respond to those shared stories through the sermon, the creed, the prayers, and the Holy Communion. The words of the Eucharistic prayers themselves are a retelling of our story of faith. In the prayer, we recount God's great deeds of salvation from creation through the leading of the people of Israel through the prophets, culminating in the recounting of the saving action of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. In the prayer, there is a response called the anamnesis, the remembering of the great plan God has for us in Jesus Christ. In the prayer we shall say today, we will say, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming and glory. This is the anamnesis, the Greek word for reminiscence. It is also from this word that we get the word amnesia, forgetfulness. Memory is so central to our relationships with one another that when memory is affected because of stroke or dementia, there is a severing of the relationship as we once knew it and the need to forge a new relationship without the bonds of shared memory. It is a terrible loss when these memories no longer bind us together. It is often difficult to know what to say in a visit with a friend or a loved one when the experience of shared memory is missing or gone. So why am I spending so much time on this idea of shared memory tonight? Arguably, shared memory is at the heart of our celebration of Christmas. We gather around trees and tables or here at church with those we love and are surrounded by the shared memories of years and generations that have come before us. It is these shared stories and traditions grounded in our cultures of origin that are a highlight of Christmas for most of us. We can look around this church to see the shared memories literally surrounding us. The shared experience of this altar and these beautiful windows, the sounds of singing emanating from the balcony, the poinsettias and the decoration. And this year we've added various nativity scenes that have come from our homes, each one carrying some story, some memory of where we got it and from who. Maybe it was handed down to us by a loved one. Maybe it was simply a found object in an unexpected place. Each one carries a story that has some meaning for us, and I invite you to take a minute after the service to walk around and view the unique and beautiful nativity scenes. Christmas is about shared stories, the shared stories of shepherds and angels and the humble birth of the King of heaven and earth in a barn and placed in a feeding trough. Christmas is also imbued with the shared stories of special foods and traditions that have come down to us from our forebears, shared stories of our cultures of origin that have been passed down to us come into sharp focus each time during this time of year. My own cultural background is twofold. My mother and her people were Slovak. My father and his people were Polish. So I'm half Slovak and half Polish. I was speaking with Elizabeth Dombrowski at the St. Nicholas Festival recently. She is also Slovak and married to a Polish man. She told me that she makes kolacze, which is a Slovak pastry. My mother would send me a tin of her kolache in the mail every Christmas. So to my mother, I brought a creche that she gave me from Slovakia as a Christmas gift in 2004 after a trip when we went and reunited with her family, extended family of origin that has been lost for nearly 80 years. Throughout its history, the people of Poland were often invaded and their lands occupied. They would have to take their faith underground, bringing it into the homes and out of the churches. Christmas tradition grew out of these home churches and are most dramatically represented by the Velia, the vigil of Christmas Eve. There is a non-meat meal that can run as many as 13 courses. The start of the meal is represented by the Blessed Opłatek, the Christmas wafer. Hay is put under the table or oats on top of the table to represent the stable of Jesus. The Opłatek is broken and shared around the table just like communion. For some, it is an occasion to ask forgiveness of someone if there is a need to restore a broken relationship when breaking off a piece of the Opłatek. There is also a pink Opłatek that is given first to the animals if you have any in your home, since the animals were the first to welcome the Christ child. And often there is an empty place set at the table for the unexpected guest, the Christ who comes and surprises us. Growing up in a Polish community, I did not learn to speak Polish. They had stopped teaching Polish in the schools just a few years when I became of school age. However, we did sing Polish Christmas carols. In celebration of the shared memories that we all bring this night, I would like to leave you with two brief carols from my tradition that I hope will trigger similar memories that you have of Christmases both past and present. This is my original guitar strap back to 1968, so it dates me. But it still works. Little duct tape and it's good to go. Dzisiaj Betlehem, wesołano wina. I Pana Cisa, porodziła syna. Chrystus się rodziniano, swobodzi, anieli grają tu, je wytają, a serdzie śpiewają, bidle tak linkają, cuda, cuda ogłaszają. Maria Pana, Maria Pana, dziecię tu pastuje. I osesari, on je pielęgnuje. Chrystus się rodzi piano, swobodzi, anieli grają, truje płytają, a serdzie śpiewają, bidle tak linkają, cuda, cuda ogłaszają. In Bethlehem, the tidings ring triumphant. Purest of virgins, born the holy infant. Christ is born truly, angels sing duly, kings come adoring, shepherds are glory, even dumb creation kneels in adoration. Oh, what wonders they proclaim. Lulaje Jezu, moja pierelko. Lulaje ubioni mnie pies jedelko. Lulaje Jezu, lulaje lulaje. Patrzy go w matcu ju placu. Hush now, my Jesus, oh, cease from your crying. Mother is watching with love undenying. Hush now, my Jesus, oh, sleep now, my treasure. Mother is watching with love none can measure. Merry Christmas.